We are almost 30% of population in Burma are ethnic people, and 70% are people in living in very remote area. So even the democratic reform and the political change in Burma is on the move, but until now we haven't seen much changes for these vulnerable people. There has been ongoing ceasefire talk, but on the ground, actual situation, people are still suffer, and access to health services, education and protection issue is still not being well addressed.
The plight of the Karens and indeed other minority groups in Myanmar doesn't figure very prominently in international coverage. Do you think that your Peace Prize might now highlight some of the problems faced by these ethnic groups in Myanmar?
Yeah, all the ethnic groups and the people of Burma, we really need the sustainable and long-term engagement with all the ethnic group to be peaceful, democratic country. So we really need that equal participation and inclusive dialogue, as well as to promote human rights is very essential part. There is more open up on economic investment. We need to see more responsible investment in Burma, because many farmers land being confiscated, and also there is more military posts around the village, so that insecurity and uncertainty is still exist. So people who are displaced from their home for decades, they want to go back home and they want to stay in their own community and village, and as a people who can contribute for their community development work, but it's still challenging for them to go back home safely, as well as to get better quality of life for improving their family. Currently, the concern about in the Karen state or other ethnic state is investment and going on, especially where I work. We have witnessed that the become an economic zone, so land being confiscated and people being affected by the impact of the environment, and some of their lands being flooded and disaster is also a huge impact on their daily life. Increasing or intensifying the military poses in the Karen state to protect the project. So that means people feel very insecure and stay, they cannot go back to their community.
And let's return to your work as a humanitarian doctor. You have been invited by the Myanmar authorities to return to Myanmar to set up a similar clinic there. Why did you decline?
Yeah, the clinic has been providing services for displaced and migrant community on the Thailand-Burma border. Access to health services is very challenging, both physical, geographically, and language issue. So existing of the clinic is not only providing services, also the clinic has become the training center for health workers along the Thailand-Burma border. It is opportunity for ethnic groups to have stronger network to improve the health system in their own community. We are working with different ethnic groups and we are supporting different community organizations to empower their own community. So instead of we going back and set up clinic inside, recognition of the existing health service and health infrastructure and working together with the ethnic health organization is very crucial for improving health services or health system in Burma, as well as to build a democratic and decentralized health system.
But don't you think that by returning to Myanmar, you can perhaps help the local Myanmar authorities to change the culture to be more democratic?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, we have been providing services as well as empowering the local community organization and ethnic people. So the government need to acknowledge and recognize all the existing health infrastructure and working together with this group or ethnic groups, this will bring better integration and then promotion of democratic reform.
You set up the Mai Tau Clinic almost 25 years ago now, and when you first started, you had to use a rice cooker to sterilize instruments. What has changed since those early days? Is your center much better equipped now?
Currently, we have more than 600 health workers, and we also provide comprehensive services for vulnerable population, including preventive and services and maternal child health service. So currently we treat more than 100,000 cases a year. So that means the access for health service for displaced population has increased, and we would like to make sure that these people, they can access to health services in their own community as well, not becoming far from their village. We need to see that the people and as a healthcare service in their nearest, closest to their community. What we like to see is our health workers who've been working on the border for many years, and they also want to go back home and working in their community peacefully. So recognition of the work of the health workers and community organization is very crucial to continue provide service for their own community, as well as improve participation of the community organization developing health system and health policy in Burma.